Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
you deserve.
You deserve my worship.
And you deserve.
You deserve.
You deserve.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome this evening. We are excited to present to you Truth That Now Transforms Lives with Prophet David Armstrong. This is a new launch. This is a promo of what God has to in store. Let me give you a little promo. The truth of God's word that brings the greatest transformation of your life. It's a cry and a call to those who are hungry and thirsty for a transformation of their lives based on the truth of God's word. Come and receive revelation and a word of knowledge concerning your situation that will bring about a now transformation. Yes, this platform is purposed to give you a clear and precise understanding of what is now on the heart of the Father in line with Scripture so that the believer can know the truth and walk free. Oh, my God, he even gave us a scripture. John, chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. As I said, family, I want to welcome to the Now Network, and we are also launching this broadcast with the collaboration of Prophet David. David Armstrong. Without any further ado, I want to introduce to some, present to others, my brother, my friend, and our host for this broadcast, Prophet David Armstrong. Welcome, man of God. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I am so excited for this night, man of God. I'm grateful and I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're glad to have you. We know God has done great things in your life, and this invitation was answered very fast. So we know it was God, and we're just excited to see what can we look forward in the next weeks to come with truth of God's word, the truth that now transformed lives.
Amen. One of the things that I realize is that, you know, the Lord told me a while back that the transformation of our life is predicated on the truth that comes to our life. You know, again, like I said, you know, truth is a universal topic that we all seek to know and understand, whether knowing the truth or speaking the truth, both are found in growing relationship with God. So when we spend time in God's word and prayer, the truth is revealed to us. Amen?
Amen, amen. Now you said two things, so it's not just one. You said study God's word and pray. So are they both connected together? Is that how you get results?
Absolutely. You know, when you spend a time in the presence of God, God begins to reveal truth to you in prayer. Truth comes in a time of dialogue with God. I always say that it's not a monologue, it's a dialogue. When you are spending time with God, God speaks back to you. He gives you that truth, and he gives it to you so you can speak it.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, wait a minute. So not only do I hear from God, but I have to now translate and speak what God has for me to say to the people. Amen. I'm blessed with that, because there has to be a transformation in, as we can see in our society and see in our children and others' children, that if we don't learn how to transform things from what they are to what God has called them to be, we'll continue to be locked and stuck in this channel. So I'm excited. I'm excited. What excites you about bringing this broadcast to the Now Network?
It reminds me of in Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to a high mountain, and the Bible says he was transfigured before them. So one of the things I realized that as the disciples beheld him, when they beheld his transfiguration, that became their transformation. So one of the greatest transformation that takes place is by us beholding him. You know, a lot of times we look at our circumstance, we look at our situation, and we take our eyes off of him, and we wonder why things are not changing. It's because we take our eyes off of him. You know, when Peter stepped out on the water, you know, he was able to stay afloat as long as his eyes were on Jesus. And so one of the things I want to bring to this platform is that as a prophetic voice, it's to get people's eyes back on Jesus and off of their circumstances, off of their situations, because they're wondering why there's no change, there's no transformation. Is because I ask people, what are you looking at? Where's your focus? Where are you looking at? And so as we keep our eyes on Jesus, we can not only expect our circumstance to change, but our very lives to be transformed. Amen? So that's the foundation. You know, truth is the foundation. So that's what we're going to be bringing. We're going to be helping people to get their eyes back on the prize, and that's Jesus.
To get our eyes back on the prize, and that is Jesus. I mean, that is a pretty dynamic, because I'm reminded of one of my favorite scriptures in Colossians chapter 3. It says, well, since then you have been raised with Christ. It says, set your things on the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the thing above. So I understand what you're saying about that transformation, that it's not just changing the way I think. It got to be changing where I focus. And,
if
I transform my thinking, I can start to think like him. Oh,
yeah.
He says he knows the thoughts.
And another thing. Yeah. And another thing that, you know, the scripture says this, while we look not at the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen, they are eternal. So the question that we got to ask ourselves when it comes to truth that transforms is, where are you presently looking? Where are you right now looking at? Because that determines your progress, how far you go in life. Where are you presently looking?
Okay. So you got to keep your mind fixed on something, and you have to be focused on things. That's what's worked for me, is that the more focused I get on God and staying with the blinders, that I'm not distracted left or right, up or down, because I know there's obstacles, and I know there's circumstances that could take me away from his focus, but that's where the fight comes, and that's where the transformation comes, because we weren't always like this. And for anybody out there thinking that maybe you thought I was trying to even hint that I'm perfect, I'm still a work in progress.
Right.
But I'm learning a little more how to really be transformed out of myself and into God. So that's why I'm really excited. I'm looking for a word. I'm looking for partnerships, and I'm looking for covenants that as we begin to share the word of God, it becomes rhema to each and every one of us. It becomes understanding to each and every one of us. So I know that I'm here for a purpose. Amen. So I know.
Yeah, and one
other
thing I
want to
also share real quickly. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Go right in.
Oh, one other thing else that I want to bring this is raising people's expectations. You know, expectation, anticipation is what's going to bring transformation by way of revelation. I'm going to say that again. Our expectation and anticipation is what will bring transformation by way of revelation. So if we don't come expecting nothing, you won't see nothing. So every time you come to this platform, every time you come on, you got to come expecting. You got to come expect to receive from him, because the Holy Spirit is the one that ministers. The Bible says, he who receives of the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap, not man, from the Holy Spirit.
That's deep. Let's go deeper. As I was about to say, we're going to continue this discussion on truth that transforms, but a lot of my friends, because you've ministered at our church and they know us, but for our listeners nationwide, I'm introducing to you a friend of mine. You know, he wouldn't be on this broadcast if he wasn't real, so we can already cut out those formalities. But tell them, Prophet, a little bit about Prophet David, the man, the husband, the father, the mentor, the advisor, the hard worker. Who are they meeting in this season?
Well, they're meeting a person who's been through some things. You know, again, my very life is predicated on some of the things I've been through. You know, I'm a husband. I've been married for like 18 years now, and I'm so grateful for my queen, Kathy Armstrong. When God brought us together, one of the foundational things that began in my life that have really got me to where I'm at now is actually my prayer life. You know, my prayer life became the foundation of anything before preaching, teaching, prophesying, anything else. And so I've learned to do this as a husband on my job. You know, I work at Dollar Tree, and one of the things I do there is I'm there encouraging. I work a lot of times, and, you know, customers there come in the store, and they're like, how you doing today? And I get the opportunity to really encourage them, minister them, and it keeps them coming back. And so I look forward to every opportunity that God gives me to minister in every facet, you know, with my children, on my job, with my wife, wherever I go. I'm learning to stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to whatever he wants. And so as an individual person, you know, my key is humility, staying humble, realizing what God has brought me from and where he is now taking me. And so I always tell people, the first mantle you wear is the mantle of humility. The Bible says when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt you in due time. And I believe it's our due time. I believe that this is my due time right now, because God has, you know, brought me a mighty long way, and I'm very thankful and grateful for where I am today.
Hey, man, well, I tell you one thing. You've already knocked over half of the network, because they're going to love you when you said you built your prayer life. One of the things that is really solid here in our ministry, in our covenant, in our outreach is prayer. And how do we learn that? Because the question came to me a long time ago, is to study Jesus and find out what he did more of. And as I studied, as I researched, as I went through the scriptures, all I was led back to is that he prayed more than he did anything. I know he fed 5,000 plus. I know he raised the dead. I know he walked on water. But, you know, even beyond that, he prayed before every miracle. He prayed before every sign and wonder. And prayer has to be very strong. So I know you've already won over half of our audience already by prayer being the answer and the foundation of your life. So as a
and let me share something else. Let me share one more thing. When you look at the ministry of Jesus, when you study his life, what you'll discover is that Jesus' ministry was successful not because of the miracles he did, not raising dead, healing the sick, all those wonderful things he did. It was because his personal time with the Father. You know, when Jesus came, his whole objective was to show the Father. It wasn't himself. It was to reveal the Father. And so he had to be an example of that through his prayer life. And notice that when the disciples came to him, one of the things that they asked, the first thing they asked is, Lord, teach us to pray. Not how to do miracles. Not how to raise the dead. Teach us how to pray. Because they saw Jesus getting results. They realized, wait a minute, he's getting something that we are not getting. So, Lord, teach us how to pray. That was their prayer. That was what they asked the Father. And he says, when you pray, say our Father. He began to give them the pattern to the presence of God. And that's prayer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So prayer is everything. And if you didn't know out there to our listeners, prayer works if you do pray. But there are some standards for prayer that your life has to be in order. This morning,
that's
it was
right.
Amazing. We were on the broadcast. We were praying. A situation came up with one of our friends. Her niece is in the hospital, just had brain surgery. I'm teaching, but God says, stop, pray. But we had to make the announcement that some people's faith is not in the same place. That doesn't make you better or stronger or weaker. What it makes is that maybe you need to witness God's miracles more to build your faith. So I asked very simple, prophet. I said, some that are just observers, just observe for the day. But you're still a part of it. But those that have faith of a mustard seed, pray with me over the healing. Pray with me over deliverance. And God moved in a miraculous way. And I got calls afterwards, man of God, that they were just observers and still saw the power move, that then now their faith is strong as a mustard seed. So I want to encourage everyone out there to pray and know that the man of God is bringing prayer. So we heard about you. We've heard about a little synopsis about the broadcast. What else do you have going on in life? Do you have any entrepreneurial businesses going on? Do you have any things that you would like to share with our network now that may come up later and they'll know that this is something God has put in your life?
Yeah, there's two things that I have two businesses that I am. I'm actually a web designer. My business is called Unique Kingdom Web Design, and one of the things that we do is, you know, help people realize that the foundation of your business begins with a website, bringing people that way. Also, I just started my business called Legacy, and what it is buying silver and gold coins. A lot of people don't know that. But, you know, I believe that this next wealth transfer is going to be in this area. And one of the reasons why is because God actually said the silver and gold is his. And when he said the silver and gold is his, it wasn't that he was keeping it to himself. He wanted his people to have it. And that's
right.
Why when God told the children of Israel to ask the Egyptian for their silver and gold, it was what? to build the tabernacle.
Yeah.
Why?
That's
so
right.
God
That's
can
right.
actually dwell among them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have
yes,
a
Lord.
Business called Legacy Coin Collecting, and what we do is, you know, we sell rare, valuable coins. And our website is legacycoin.us. You can go and check that out. Absolutely amazing. When I first invested in silver and gold, I was actually amazed at the wealth transfer that began to take place as I began to step out and do what the Lord told me, because the Lord told me to take some of the money, the fiat that I had, and turn it into silver and gold. And we see right now the dollar, what we call fiat, is actually deflating, but silver and gold, it never depreciates. So that's an area that we're investing in now.
Amen, amen. So look, there's well-rounded here. You'll be able to find out about investing. You'll be able to find out about starting your own business, and also how to find out the truth that can transform your life. I'm excited, Prophet. I know that God is about to do something extraordinary for each and every one of us because of our humbleness and our willingness to submit to him. It's good to be called friend. It's good to be called servant. It's good to be called all those things, but it's still good to be called a child of God. And I know
yeah.
that you operate in that realm, and I trust that we're on the right track. And for this season, there are going to be many things revealed to those out there listening. Don't keep it to yourself. You got to share this broadcast, like every broadcast here on the network. We ask you not to keep it to your own. You know, some people get something good. They want to keep it to themselves. We're asking you to share the nuggets that you find. You don't have to even invite them to the broadcast, but take what you learn and go out and share these things that God is going to be blessing us with. So, man of God, I think we know enough about you. I want to give us an opportunity, a real short. Now, I want you guys to know that going forward, starting on the 2nd and the 4th Friday every month, Prophet David will be by himself. I will do the opening, but as far as that, it will be him introducing his guests, him introducing what God has put on him to do in this season. I'm just here today to introduce and to find out more myself, and I found out more than enough. But now I want to ask you to flip hats, not the interviewer, but now the minister. I pray that, and I already know. I know God has a quick, we got about 30 minutes, we got 24 minutes left. I want to take about 15, 20 minutes to ask you to bless us with a word. Then I want to come back, open up the lines for those on here that you can now share what God has said tonight. If you're excited about this, if you would like to be a part of it, we need co-laborers that will help us share, that will help us post, that will help us get the word out on what's going on here with truth that now transforms, but everything else we have here going on the Now Network. So, man of God, I want to turn this over to you for about 15, 20 minutes and let the Lord use you in a word of truth.
Amen. Amen. I want to begin always with the word of the Lord because, you know, there's a difference between the word of the Lord and the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is what's clearly written, but the word of the Lord is what's clearly heard. And many times in prayer, God will begin to give you something for his people. Now, let me share that with you, and then I'm going to go to the scripture real quick. The Lord told me that in this season, we're coming into a time of kingdom restructuring. I'm going to say that again, a time of kingdom restructuring. What is that? The Lord is strategically repositioning his people in a new place, new places, new assignments, new roles, new job, new relationship, new ministry, and even geographical location. He is resetting the bar of preparation for what he is about to do next in the earth. And he is actually including you in it. He is reordering roles and responsibilities for greater, don't miss this, greater fruitfulness and effectiveness. God expects you now in this season to bear fruit, fruit that will remain, and also effectiveness, which means whatever you're doing, whether it's business, whether it's ministry, whatever you're doing, you got to be effective at it. And in order to be effective, it takes you relying on the grace of God, the enabling power of God to get it done. God is actually in this hour, he is realigning connection and assigning people to new kingdom teams, which means people that you start off with might not be with you this time next year. Why? Because God is elevating you. And when he elevates you, he begins to bring people who can handle you at that level, people that will celebrate you and not just tolerate you. See, God is bringing people in your life that now are going to help you advance. One of the things I always say, that if people are not adding or enhancing what's on your life, they don't belong in your life. Oh, I'm going to say that again. If people are not adding or enhancing what's on your life, that means they don't belong in your life. You need people that's going to push you forward, that's going to help you accomplish responsibility, assignment, purposes. The Bible talks about in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Let's go there real quickly. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Man, this is very important. I want you to see this. The Bible says, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. I'm going to read again. Let us, this is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. People of God, one of the things I want you to understand, in this season, whatever you're doing, God is restoring dominion to you. Why? You are supposed to be operating in dominion because you are actually made in the likeness and image of God. You were created to function just like your creator. See, God is spirit, and guess what? So are you. The real you is not flesh. The real you is spirit. God created you in his image. He created you a spirit to function like him, to operate like him, to speak like him, to move like him and function. Amen. And look what he said. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, which means first thing you got to do in order to find your image, you have to go back to the blueprint. You got to go back to the beginning. The Bible says in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth in Genesis. And then John 1:1, he said, in the beginning was the Word. Everything you do must begin with the Word, not just in ministry, in business. And whatever you're doing, everything has to begin with the Word, which means you got to hear from God. And then you got to take what you hear and apply to whatever you're doing in the earth. If you're doing business, ministry, whatever it is, you got to have that mindset. But the first thing you got to do is you got to go to the place of prayer. You got to go in prayer to hear the direction and instruction. I believe, people of God, in this hour, in this season, God is giving his people wisdom. Now, what is the purpose of his wisdom? The purpose of God's wisdom is so you can make better decisions, better choices. All of us have made bad choices, but I'm declaring in this new season that you're about to step in, you're going to make the right decision. You're going to make the right choice. Why? Because you have God's wisdom. The scripture says wisdom, here go, is the principal thing. Therefore, in all you're getting, get wisdom and understand. See, a lot of people have wisdom, but they don't have the understanding. Why? Because they haven't waited in prayer long enough so God can begin to give you specific direction on how to apply it, how to walk it out, how to actually move in what he's called you to do. And so I'm declaring to you today, there are gifts, there are endowments on the inside of you that God wants to bring forth. But it all begins with prayer. And one of the things I always say when it comes to prayer, you and I cannot allow our prayers to become only about us. our prayers must include other people. We have to go from prayer into the place of intercession. Now, what is intercession? Listen, intercession becomes more effectively only when you understand your authority. I'm going to say that again. Intercession, prayer and intercession becomes more effective. Remember I said about you got to have effectiveness. You got to be effective in it. But it begins with prayer. But it can only happen when you understand that God has given you authority in the earth, which means if you don't understand the dominion that God has given you, you can't walk in the authority that God has given you. I'm going to say it again. If you don't understand that God created you to walk in dominion, you won't speak with authority. You won't walk with authority. You won't operate and function with God's authority. So it all begins with prayer and intercession. What is that? Divine intervention is the principle to spiritual authority. How do we know this? Jesus is the ultimate authority. Therefore, we will never understand natural or spiritual authority without looking to him. You got to look to him. You got to look to him for everything that you're doing, everything that God has downloaded in your spirit. He has given you something to accomplish in this earth. He has given you wisdom. He's given you strategy. And the strategy that he's given you in this hour, in this moment, is how to overcome obstacles, impediments, demonic spirits, whatever it is that's come against you. God has given you power to overcome it. He said, I've given you power over what? All the power of the enemy. This is the foundation. This is where it all began. And guess what? This is the key. It is impossible to have authority or retain it without being under restraining principle. I'm going to say that again. We're talking about operating in the authority now. Amen? It is impossible to have authority or retain that authority without being under restraining principle. How do we know that? Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15. Oh, pay attention. Pay attention to this. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 15, look at this. This is the restraining principle. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. What did God do? God placed Adam in the garden, and he gave him a responsibility. He gave him an assignment. What was the assignment? And the Lord God commanded, listen, and the Lord God took the man, put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat of, you shall surely die. So God gave man a responsibility. But that responsibility came with restraining principle. There were certain things he was not allowed to do. There are things that God is telling us right now that he has given you responsibility, but that responsibility must have restraining principle. There are certain things that you cannot move into until you actually have God's instruction to do it. See, one of the things we see in our society today is everybody's doing what they desire, what they want to do, and then they call it if something that God has told them to do. No, God's principles are clearly met in the word. In other words, if it's not in the word, God doesn't back it up. God backs up his word. He doesn't back up what you plan, what you purpose. No, God will watch over it. The Bible says God watches over his word to perform it. So you're going to have to stay in line with scripture. You cannot allow your mindset to go any other direction. The Bible tells us that we're not to lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So what is the restraining principle? The restraining principle is this. Don't lean on your own understanding. Oh, God, just don't miss that. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't think you have something to do if you haven't heard from him to do it. Don't say, this is what God has called me to do if you haven't really heard from him. That's why a lot of times when you go in prayer, you're going to have to sit before the presence of God and make sure you are clearly hearing from him before you execute anything that you feel that God has called you to do. Because a lot of stuff that we say is God is not really birthed by God. It's birthed by our own desires. The Bible says, listen, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Now, when you study that scripture out clearly, it actually means his desire. It doesn't mean your desire. God places his desires in you, and then he causes you to desire them. And when you desire what he wants, that's what he's going to watch over. That's what he's going to bring to pass. That's what he's going to manifest in the earth. So I want to let you know that this is a time of kingdom restructuring. You know, there's some things in our life that we have to restructure. The way we do things, the way we do it, how we do it, when we do it, the timing in which we do it. And so in order for this to happen, you're going to have to allow the Holy Spirit to give you his mind. The Bible says, pay attention to this, let this mind, which was in Christ, also be in you. Let this mind, which was in Christ, also be in you. The Bible tells us in the new covenant, we have the mind of Christ. Now, a lot of people have the mind of Christ, but are they exercising? Are they moving with that mindset? Are they still waiting for what they desire to accomplish? I'm telling you, this is the truth that's going to transform you. If you realizing that God is repositioning you now, he's putting you in new places, he's giving you new roles and responsibility. And guess what? The purpose is, can God trust you? See, in this hour, God is not only asking you to trust him. He wants you to get to the place where he can trust you. Are you obedient? When God tells you to do something, how spontaneously are you? Do you have spontaneous obedience? Are you quick to move in what you know that God is telling you to do? And so I want to prophesy to you as a prophetic voice today that, listen, get ready for God to begin to reset you. It's just like a bone that's out of place. When a bone is out of place, when you break your bone, guess what they got to do? They got to reset it. Oh, I'm telling you, there are some things in your life that's about to reset. There are some things where you got off course. God's about to get you back on course. Some of you're on the 17 when you're supposed to be on the 405. Oh, people of God, this is the hour that God has called you for such a time as this. And I want to let you know that great things are in store for you. There is a fresh wind coming. There is unexpected opening. There is removing of resistance. There are things that have been an obstacle, an impediment. God says, tell my people I'm removing those resistance, those things that have held you back from moving forward, to moving in the things that God called you to do. God says, I'm removing those resistance. And when he removed the resistance, guess what? There's a fresh wind that's going to come, and it's going to blow on everything that you're doing. You're doing business, get ready for the wind of the Spirit to blow. You're starting ministry, the wind of the Spirit. God is going to blow on it. God is going to breathe on that thing. And whatever is dead is going to come alive. And then God says, tell the people there are unexpected doors going to open. The Bible says he will open doors that no man can close. And I'm telling you, in this season, when you make up your mind that I'm going to do it God's way, get ready for doors to open. Get ready for new opportunities. Get ready for new connections, new relationships. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Get ready for a blessed shaking. God is going to shake some things in the earth. The Bible says not only will he shake the heavens, but he's going to shake the earth now. And when he shakes, some stuff got to come into alignment. Some stuff's going to be shaken loose out of your life. Things that have held you back, it's going to be shaken loose. And then the last thing that God says, get prepared for days of glory. Days of glory. What is the glory? What are those days of glory? The days of glory is the manifested, pay attention to this, people, God. It is the manifested goodness of God. God is going to be good to you. I want to let you know, everyone on this call, Jesus loves you, and he has so much in store for you. But what I want to tell you is you must now come to the table hungry. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So I want to let you know, there's a time of kingdom restructuring. Allow God to make the necessary structure changes in your life. Allow him to remove whatever obstacle and resistance and things that have been an impediment or obstacle in your path. I'm telling you, because there are new assignments coming, new relationships, new preparation. God is going to prepare you. And guess where the preparation takes place? It doesn't take place in church. It takes place in the secret place. It takes place in prayer. And when you go in prayer and hear his direction, when you go to church, you're not only going to get information, you're going to get confirmation. God is going to confirm his word, and he's going to confirm it with signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. God, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel your presence right now. God is about to make you a sign and a wonder. People are going to scratch their head and wonder, like, how did he do it? How did God get them there? And you're going to begin to say, you know what? It happened in prayer. It didn't happen in the pulpit. It didn't happen in the pew. It happened right there in my living room, in my bathroom. I was crying out to God, and God heard me, and he began to give me what I need to move forward. And I'm telling you, those type of people are going to want to hang out with you. Because, listen, people want truth now. They don't hear lies, and they don't hear all these things and prophetic words that ain't came to pass. But I tell you, when you stick with the scripture, when you stay with the word, I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. A lot of people come to get a word. I tell people, if you want a word, open up your Bible and read the scripture. And I'm telling you, you'll get your own prophetic word. You'll get your own direction and instruction, and the wisdom of God is going to come. So I want to encourage you. I really want to encourage you, and I'm telling you, I can't wait to second and fourth Friday, because I'm telling you, God has some great things in store for you, and I just want to be a vessel to share what's actually on the heart of God. See, people of God, my responsibility as a prophetic voice is to get you, the believer, to the place where you're hearing God for yourself. You don't have to run to all these big crusades, Benny Hinn and all these places. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, you can go in prayer and hear God for yourself. Again, I want to remind you, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of strangers, they're not going to follow. People of God, do you hear his voice? Do you want to know his voice? Are you desiring to hear his voice? If that's your desire, if that's your prayer, then I want you to make a conscious decision beginning tonight. Lord, I'm going to lay before you. I'm going to sit in your presence, and I'm not going to be in a hurry. I'm going to sit in your presence, and I'm going to rest in you until I hear your instruction. I hear your direction, and I'm going to obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Because a lot of times, people of God, there are different ways that God speaks. God might speak through your circumstance. He might speak through a person. He might speak by impression or unction that comes up in your spirit. That's why I told people when I ministered last time at the Man of God's church, is that this is the time to start fasting. This is the time to turn the plate over. This is the time to suppress your soul, man, so you can hear from your spirit, man. No, I'm going to say that again. You're going to have to get yourself to the place where you suppress your flesh, suppress your soul, so you can hear from your spirit. Because God is spirit, and when God speaks to your spirit, it's going to be a spirit-to-spirit connection. He's going to speak to your spirit man, and your spirit man is going to inform your mind what it has received and heard. And so listen, as we get ready, I want to pray for you before we close. I'm going to close up real early. I got so much more, but I want to say some. I'm telling you, for second Friday and fourth Friday, you don't want to miss it, people of God. I want you to, again, come in expectation. But I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray that this word, this time of kingdom restructuring, will begin to manifest in your life right now. The Bible says now faith is. Now faith is. Beloved, what God is doing is not next week, not next month, not next year. It's now. Now faith is. Faith is always now. And listen, next second Friday, that's what I'm going to start off. I'm going to start the foundation off with faith. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it, because God always lays the foundation before he moves you forward. And the foundation begins with faith. So I'm going to do that on the second and fourth Friday. You don't want to miss it. So I want to pray for you real quickly and ask the Holy Spirit to call this word to be settled in your spirit, so you can walk in freedom, so you can walk in truth that's going to transform your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. I praise you. I thank you for your people. I thank you that they have come into a time of kingdom restructuring. I thank you that you are strategically repositioning them in new places, and you're giving them new assignments and roles and jobs and relationships and ministry. And even some of them, you're going to geographically remove them to a location, their own, Father. I pray the blessing of the Lord will rest upon them. And I pray that they will have ears to hear, oh God. God, you said that, Lord, whatsoever we desire, when we pray to believe, that we receive it and we will have it. And so, God, as your prophetic voice, I thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit and the lives of your people. Every person on this call, I pray a fresh wind of the Spirit will blow. I pray that the Spirit of wisdom and revelation will be there. And I declare that truth will now cause transformation to manifest in their life. I declare divine intervention will manifest based on intercession, based on their prayer life, based on their time and fellowship with you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that they are becoming one with you. And Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that they would operate in the peace of God, the shalom of God, nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. I bless them. I praise you for that. And I declare that they are being reordered, and they are coming into new responsibilities, and they are coming into a time of fruitfulness, a time of effectiveness, fruitfulness. Father, you said that we're to bear fruit, and fruit that would remain. I pray that this will be their greatest fruitfulness. And fruitfulness comes from the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not nothing that you do. That is a work of the Holy Spirit. And I believe he's doing it right now. He's causing you to become fruitful in everything that you do from now on. The Bible declares whatever you put your hands to, it's going to prosper. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, God is going to cause you to bear fruit, and people are going to come, and they're going to want the fruit that comes from your tree. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, everything that you do from this day forward is going to be effective. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous makes tremendous power available. It's powerful and effective. That's James chapter 5, beginning in verse 14, if you want to read it. Hallelujah. For I declare in the name of Jesus that, God, you are removing resistance. You are causing a fresh wind to blow upon them. You are causing unexpected openings to happen. I declare that they will come into days of glory, days of prosperity, days of healing, days of receiving fresh wind, God, that's blowing upon their life. I bless their family. I bless their children. I bless their business. I bless, Father, their ministry. I thank you that your hand is upon them and there is a fresh foundation being laid in their life. I thank you that you're resetting what has been broken and that there is a speedy recovery. There is speedy healing. There are some people on this call that you have been dealing with some migraine headaches. I declare from this day forward, and the migraine headache is as a result of some of you stressing over some of the things that you can't change. I'm telling you, it's time for you to get in a place of peace. The days of worrying, the days of stressing about stuff that you can't change is no longer your responsibility. It's time for you to cast that care on the Lord and allow him to change it. Allow him to deal with it. And all you do is praise him. All you do is worship him and watch the miracle. Watch the breakthrough. Watch the answer. Watch things come to pass in your life. And so I thank you, Lord God, that there is a time of repentance. There's a time of turning back to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. And so, Lord, I pray that the anointing, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God will come upon every person under the sound of my voice. I bless them even now. And I serve notice on you, devil. You have no part in the matter. I declare that every assignment of the enemy with you, for you or against you is null and void in the name of Jesus. And I declare the blood of Jesus protects you, covers you, keeps you, elevates you, promotes you. I speak promotion to some of you. You've been on that job long enough, and God said there's another level of promotion coming to you. I prophesy right now, and I thank God for what he's done in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people said, amen and amen. Now, people of God, I want you to be ready for second and fourth Friday. Back to the man of God.
Amen, amen. No, we're ready now. Look, I got people already dialing one on the broadcast. I want to give you an opportunity to speak to the prophet tonight. Dial one. Get in the conversation. Let him know what you think. Let him know what you're excited about. And if you're ready for this truth that now transforms. I know I am. My hand is up. I'm ready for the truth that transforms. Bring it, bring it, bring it. And if you are down, also dial one. Error code 470, last four, 0433. You're live with the prophet.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Oh, the prophet
praise
and
the
prophet.
Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Prophet David. God bless you, Pastor E. Wonderful word on tonight, the encouraging word. Anytime that you can hear the word from the Lord to the people and give to the people is encouraging. And I do believe that everything that you're going to do on the Fridays that you are assigned to do will bless the people tremendously. One of the things that you mentioned when you're talking about the gold and silver, I just wanted to just run right along with you. Things are changing, people of God, as the man of God has stated. The dollar is decreasing, and the things that you're going to need is gold and silver to barter with. You know, many people think that we're not going, things are not going to change. I'm trying to tell you, this is the reason why you have prophets in the land. God says he doesn't share anything but with the prophet. And if the prophet is trying to tell the people, hey, get this stuff in order right now so that when the dollar do dissipate and go away, that you will have stuff still stored up. You have stuff still stored up. So, brother, I do commend you for the things that you're doing and what you're bringing into the earth realm, because we do need this. We do need this. And I'm one that, you know, if you can ask Pastor E about me, I stand with any prophet that is teaching the word of God, that is telling the people, according to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, look, we are supposed to build y'all up. We're supposed to edify you. We're not supposed to steal from you or take from you. We're supposed to enhance what is already inside of you for the next level and for the next generation of people. So, brother, I do commend you. I thank God for the word of God that is inside of you. And I definitely will be here on the Fridays that you hear just to hear what God is saying into the earth realm. So I do commend you, brother. God bless you. May the Father continue to be with you. May he continue to restore everything that the cankerworm has taken from you, and may he replenish everything that you've given out in Jesus' mighty name. Mm. God bless you, sir.
In Jesus' name. Bless you, Prophet. Bless you. Thank you. Yes, this is Prophet Dwayne Woods, who is our Wednesday night broadcaster in the Prophet's Closet. You gotta come join someday. Area code 214, last four, 9139. You're live. Come on, talk to the Prophet.
Praise God. Thank God for the host and the Prophet and all the prophets and leaders that's on the line. I give God the glory. I'm Pastor Barbara. And I have certainly enjoyed the word, and it just brought back so many memories in the show, you know, talking about the now word and what the Lord is doing right now, if we would just take that shield of faith and apply it to us. So it looked like you just rehearsed the word. It's like when we hear the word, we live the word, we talk the word, we do the word, we apply the word. It's like, Lord, he's preaching my message. I had confirmation. You gave me confirmation on what the Lord gave me in Isaiah 43:16. So I was just grateful, you know, about that, you know, and it just brought back so many memories in Isaiah, you know, 43:19, that how God is doing that new thing in us now, because the world is in trouble like an era, like they're just, you know. So I'm just grateful. I'm not going to try to repeat the word, but I thank God because I've been so sick. And when I heard the host of the show talk about the brain surgery, the aneurysm, and when you have to relive that, that happened to me at the age of 21. And the devil said, you'll never walk again. You'll never be able to see in your left eye and paralyzed from the waist down and left ear, and you'll never be able to hear. And I want you to know that I'm still alive, and I live to see my 62 birthday. And I'm still here. I'm still studying, still reading, and still asking God to manifest every day and spend time, that relationship with him and in the presence and in his word. So I am just grateful for everything that you said, because it really touched my heart because of the things that we go through. And when you gave me confirmation, just like you gave everyone something in that word that they needed, like the meat of the word. So I'm just grateful because I saw myself in a new place, a new building. I saw God doing something different, and that when I go back out there, that, you know, it's already done, because he sees our heart. He sees, he knows what's in our mind even before we speak that thing. So I'm just grateful for Jehovah Shalom and how God just, you know, makes everything and give us that peace and that understanding.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
Jehovah,
yes,
Jireh, who sees our needs and provides for us. So I'm grateful, and thank you. Thank you, both of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you, bless you. Glad to hear, glad to have you back. And if most of you know, the woman of God is a covenant partner with us. She's way back, say way back. And old school with us. So God bless you. Congratulations on your birthday. We all trying to tip over this 60 or some number in the 60s this year. So God bless you, woman of God. We'll definitely be continually to work together. Amen.
I will. Thank you.
Area code 725, last four, 1016. You're live. Come on, talk to the Prophet.
Hi, Prophet. This is Minister Yvonne. How you doing, Pastor E?
What's up?
Your confirmation today. Yeah. Oh, man. The word today, and you said call upon God. I went to a repast today, and I seen a sign from Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And you spoke so on point with that today. And that's my confirmation. I got things that are there. And I just told God, look, when it's your time, it's my time. And when he blew on it, and it's coming, and you wait patiently, because you can't rush God. One thing I did learn is once you give it to him, you have to let it go, because you can't keep hounding on it. And I'm going to say hound on it, because grab onto it like a dog with a bone, be wanting it and wanting it. But how are you going to want it if you're not trusting and having your faith in God? So today, I mean, confirmation is in everybody's light. You know, it's just there. You know, if you don't let go and let God, where are you? Where do you stand? Because if you don't go, you're not going to go forward. You're just holding yourself back. God got it already there. It's done now. N-O-W, now.
Now.
It's for you to see it.
That's right. Time to get it.
You know what? We got our rocks and we got our keys.
Amen. We're going to do some stuff. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You are loved. Pastor Terry, come on in. Talk to the prophet.
Good evening, beautiful family. All I can say, God, I have been blessed. I have been blessed to receive the word. Prophet David, I mean, you know, I heard you say tonight, let everything we do begin with the word. And I heard it floating in the air, prayer. Prayer is the key. That's the ultimate key to get us going. Ultimate key to lay us down. So I'm excited, Pastor. I'm excited because, you know, as Prophet Woods came on too, I'm excited to see the Now Network family coming together to do kingdom restructuring, to do kingdom work, to get that word of God. Because sometimes, family, you know, some people just need to have a line they can call in. And also have an archive they can call and listen to over and over. Prophet Woods, you gave so much tonight, but we thank God that Pastor E has the archives where we can go back and listen again. We can write the scriptures down. We can get confirmation. We can go to God in prayer of what we have received.
Yes, Prophet David.
And let the word work in us, Prophet David. Amen. So always say praise be to God.
Pastor Terry, we got enough prophets around.
Amen. Uh-huh. I'm going to call them fivefold. Amen. But God, I love you, and God loves you guys too. Amen. So keep doing what you're doing, Prophet Wood. I'm excited, and I look forward to each and every Friday you'll be on board. Amen. God bless.
Prophet David. Okay, so we're going to say this. Look, Prophet David, look,
Prophet.
You just used to call it Prophet Woods because that's the only prophet we've met. Well, no, it isn't. I'm not gonna hide it any longer. I'm whatever you need me to be. I'm fivefold.
Fivefold.
Now my
Amen.
Number, if you need a prophet, I can prophesize. But anyway.
Prophet Armstrong. Amen.
There we go. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless him. Amen. Good night, family.
Bless you all.
Area code 323, last four, 4522. You are live. Come on, talk to the prophet.
What's going on? Bless you guys. This is Elder Carlos Sepinger from West Angeles Church. What's up, Pastor E and the prophet?
Uh-oh, we got the big elder in the house tonight. Woo!
Hey, hallelujah.
One of the things that he was talking about, the silver and gold that we have to have. And it's a sad thing that many of us don't like the messengers, or how would I put it? We don't want to receive the message from certain people. And my good friend, who I really call a friend, we talk on many different levels of real life. And I've been telling him about the cryptocurrency years before this. He didn't believe me. I've been telling them about the XRP. He didn't believe me. Been telling them about the banks. He did not believe me. And now it's coming to fruition, and the prophet got to get on here and talk about it. It's a sad thing.
Hold on. Let's clarify something. I want to clarify this so everybody out there can know that I still don't believe. So I have not bought into cryptocurrency. I have not bought into digital money. But I do believe in silver and gold, because there is no money without silver and gold. So the prophet came to verify the word of God. I still, and I'm going to say this loud because I don't want none of my followers to think I got no crypto now. I still don't believe in crypto. I still don't believe in digital money. I still don't believe in SRP, TRP, Kiki, or BBB. But I do not fault my friends for what God has called them to do.
that saying.
Amen.
We have to stand for something. If Pharaoh done had a dream, and if Joseph couldn't interpret it, and God done put it together, the land would have been in a famine and would have died off. And he told me what the dream meant with the seven fat cows and the seven skinny cows. Because we've been over here in this land of milk and honey, and we've been helping the world. When the world go in chaos and things happen across the world, we are the ones that go to help them. Who would ever help us if God sent catastrophe to our land? And so everybody else has switched their money over to the yen. And nobody, America is the last one on board to switch over their stuff to silver and gold or buying stuff, silver and gold. It's going to be chaotic. We have many machines, Bitcoin machines around the world and grocery stores next to the Versateller machine, the ATMs, and America has no clue what that machine is. So the Fed now is going to be coming, and it's going to be chaotic. And for the UBI, which is called Universal Basic Income, once it's shut down and they do a reset, America go be furious. And so,
we're gonna put together a financial show that we can have this discussion in depth. And like I said, this is Elder Carlos is a friend, a dear friend of mine. I trust him, and he has very vital information. Now, whether I choose to change my money over doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It just means it's wrong for me. We need a financial show on here that we can really break it down and really get in depth. And I don't want to drag off on this because this is. We want to just open this platform up for profit, and especially in the prophetic realm of where we're going to be going forward. And if you won't listen to anybody, you better listen to a prophet. But you better know that prophet is from God and is anointed by the word of God. And there's no discrepancy here on anybody who's been on this broadcast. Thank you, Elder, for bringing that insight to us. There's some changes. And regardless if it's crypto, whether it's dollars, whether it's whatever, we are in the end days. And we all better get ready because there's going to be some things that you don't have a mark. And whatever that mark is, you won't be able to trade. You won't be able to purchase. You won't be able to buy. There's going to be underground markets where it's going to be chaotic. But that's what the Bible says is in the last days. So let's get prepared. Let's do the best we can. And let's work together to make it happen in the best way. Prophet David, come on back in, man. You've heard all of the comments. You heard all of the discussion. You see, you got us lit up. You got us on spiritual conversations. You have us on financial conversations. And now we want to end with your final conversation because we're looking forward to next week when we can come back together and we can really, 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 really soak in the word of God and the truth that transforms.
Amen. I just want to say, listen. I want to always begin the foundation. I'm going to be June 9th, which is the next time we come together. I want to talk about the three dimensions of faith because everything that you do in the kingdom of God must be done by faith. Everything you do, it has to be done by faith. And so we as believers have to lay the foundation in the area of faith, especially when it comes to our believing, because a lot of times we say we're believing God, but to God it's not really faith until there's action behind it. So I want you to get prepared for that. Amen. And
ooh,
so listen,
yes,
if
yes.
You like to know more about me and our ministry, you could go to our personal website, ignitefiretoday.com. Amen. And so until we meet again, I'm excited. I want you to come hungry, and I want you to come in expectation and anticipation so you can experience transformation by way of the word becoming revelation. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Come on, you guys. Put your hands together for the man of God. Before we go tonight, we want to invite before we go tonight, we want to invite everybody to join us Sunday. If you don't have a church home or somewhere to be, join us Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific time at the Now Church California, 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, Long Beach, California, 9085. Believe me, we start on time because we end on time. Then for all my brothers out there, don't hang up. Get your pen and pencil. We need you to register today for Faith in Action, Boys to Men. Yes, the conference of 2023, June 16th, from 12 noon to 1 is registration, and from 1 to 5 is celebration. We are going to celebrate each other. We are going to embrace one another, but we're going to most importantly communicate with one another. I want you guys to come on out and be a part of this dynamic conference where we are going to bless the Lord in all our ways. So come and join us. Be with us that night. We love you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing you need to know is you are God's greatest miracle. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. We had a technical difficulty. Come on, bless you guys. Enjoy your evening.